Hi, it's Bill Jenneroux. I wanted to do a little commentary on the music that my daughter and I prepared for our Easter services at our local parish. So because of the virus, no one's allowed to attend service, although the Mass is still celebrated by the priest, and the service is streamed out over live video to Facebook. And because Emily and I have been doing music online for the past few weeks, someone got the idea that maybe we would do music for the Mass. And so I jumped at the chance, and Emily was excited to be a part of that too. And so on Holy Thursday, it was just the two of us, and then we did like two songs, like the Gloria and one hymn. And then, so on Easter, I got really ambitious, and I spoke to our pastor, Father Steve Haina, and pitched the idea of forming a virtual choir, putting out the word of what songs we would be recording and sharing the accompaniment file, and that just inviting anyone in the community who wants to sing along with us to record themselves singing to the music and send me the files, and I would stitch it all together. And Father was like, "You can do that?" I said, "Well, I haven't done it before, but I'd like to try it. I know how to do it, so I would like to try it." And he said, "Well, go for it. That would be great." So that's what we did. The Catholic Masses are all about the community. It's usually not intended to be a vocal performance or a solo or a duet. That's just the way it worked out on Holy Thursday. But I just thought, you know, let's get the congregation. Let's get multiple voices together, not just my daughter and myself, and have the best Easter celebration that we can muster given the circumstances. So, and so the music was pre-recorded and prepared and played back over the PA system in the church. And so it's not really high fidelity stuff that we're dealing with, because it's played over loudspeakers and then picked up by a camera, a smartphone camera microphone, and streamed over Facebook. So by the time all of that happens, it's not studio quality stuff, let's just put it that way. But I wanted to share a little bit of what that sounded like before it got all chopped up by the various digital interventions there. And the music is copyrighted. It was all the music was published by OCP, who owns the copyright. But I, for this piece, I'm going to play excerpts of the three songs that we did as a virtual choir. And I will make the claim that this is a fair use of that. I'm not using the entire song. I'm not publishing it in any way so people can steal it. I'm just demonstrating to anyone who's listening to this how a virtual choir sounds. And at some point, I'd like to do a little bit longer documentary and just kind of show how the editing is done in Adobe Audition with the multiple channels like that. Because I got to hear everyone's voice individually, and we have some wonderful singers. But by the time they all got blended together, it sounded like a choir. So no individual stands out. But I think it's neat enough to kind of break that down and walk you through and sound hear how it the individual sound, and then bringing them together. So, but that's another, probably a video. This will just be an audio recording today. But so let's take a look, take a listen. First, we will listen to the Gloria, a part of the Gloria that was recorded for the Easter Vigil Mass by parishioners of St. John the Baptist Church in Clyde, Kansas.
Amen.
So if you can imagine that we've been going through Lent, we've been going without Mass except for these online streaming, live streamings of the Mass being celebrated without people attending. And we've been doing that for weeks now. And we've given up a lot, but it's Easter. And now all of a sudden we have our choir back. We have voices from our actual parish. This wasn't professionally done. It wasn't recorded in a studio. It was people with their smartphone recording, making recordings of themselves and sending it to me and getting it stitched together. So that's really, that song there was the first piece that people got to hear our community coming back together again, albeit virtually. And then so that was the Gloria. Then the next next piece that they heard was the Alleluia right before Father Haina read the gospel to us. So here's a segment of what that the Alleluia sounded like. Now, I have to admit, while I was working on this, while I was editing this, I was profoundly moved by it. I was moved by the generosity of the people who took the time to contribute their voices to this project. I was just moved by how great it sounded. Even though we couldn't be together, we were together in spirit. And through digital technology, our voices came together as one. And that was just so neat on Easter. I always look forward to that. All throughout Lent, you go to church and you never hear the Alleluia. And then on Easter, He's risen. Our Lord is risen from the dead. And it's time to sing Alleluia for the first time at the Easter Vigil Mass. And that's what we heard. So then finally, we did a hymn also, and so I'll let you hear a piece of that as well. And this includes some surprises. So Debbie Bashand, the organist and pianist at our parish, she recorded the piano music from her home. Her health doesn't allow her to even leave the house, and so she was just thrilled to be a part of this. She doesn't know technology at all, but I kind of coached her on how to move forward, and I think she's been bitten by the tech bug a little bit, and she wants to keep learning how to do some of these things. So I think that's really cool. But she asked her daughter, Sarah, who lives over by Kansas City, I believe, and also as a music teacher and a musician, to contribute her voice. And so Sarah went to work and recruited some other voices, like her niece and maybe it's her brother-in-law, I think, who played trumpet. And Debbie didn't realize that this was all going on behind the scenes, that her granddaughter was singing in it, and her son-in-law was playing the trumpet. And so you'll get to hear that. That all came together again virtually in this virtual choir. So what I learned from this last one was I think it probably would have worked out a little bit better to have a lead vocal along with the piano on that one. And it might be just because we don't sing that song every week like we do the Gloria and the Alleluia. People interpret it slightly differently. And I think if we would have had a cantor's voice in it along with the piano, people would have stayed together just a tad bit better. I think it sounded great the way it was anyway. It was just some of the voices didn't line up perfectly. And that's me probably just overthinking it and being over picky about it. I thought all of the music was beautiful, and I thank everyone who participated in it. It was really a neat experience for me. I hope we do it again. I hope we put some more of these together. It takes a lot of work. I don't want to do three songs every Mass or something, but maybe a song every week or every other week would be nice. So, or if I could do it throughout the week too. That was the other thing. I just thought of this on Friday, and it needed to be done by Saturday night. So really only had about 24 hours to turn it around. With more time, it probably would go easier. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in and listening to this commentary, and have a pleasant evening and happy Easter.